Three 18-year-old boys belonging to the relief party came to the rescue. They carried nearly every member of the ill-fated handcart company across the snowbound stream. The strain was so terrible and the exposure so great that in later years all the boys died from the effects of it.
And keep in mind that Hinckley did do his research.
I had occasion the other evening to do a little research on the Willie and Martin handcart companies of 1856.
Well, this story isn't totally true. While these men did rescue these individuals, they didn't give their lives doing it. Let's go over them.
C. Allen Huntington.
Firstly, what a darling-looking old man. Clark Huntington was born on December 6th of 1831, which would mean that in November of 1856, during the rescue, he was actually not 18, he was closer to 25. He passed away on November 16th of 1896, at the age of 65, which is 40 years after the rescue.
George W. Grant.
George W. Grant was born on December 12th of 1838, which puts him at the right age, and he died on August 5th of 1872. He died at the age of 34, living 16 years after the rescue.
David P. Kimball.
David Patton Kimball was born on August 23rd of 1839, and died on November 21st of 1883. He died at the age of 44, which is 26 years after the rescue. Let's pause here for a moment. So if you look at the statistics, the average lifespan in the 1850s was 40 years old. So while George Grant passed away 5 years before the normal lifespan, David Kimball and Clark Huntington actually lived longer than the average life expectancy. The best-known version of this story comes from Solomon F. Kimball, 52 years after the fact. And while Solomon once recorded in 1914 that Brigham said that this act alone would ensure them everlasting salvation, the first time he told the story in 1908, he said only that Brigham stated that this act alone would immortalize them. It's wild to me how many of these stories told over the pulpit by prophets, seers, and revelators turn out not actually to be true.